This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Recent rains are quenching one of Iowa's longest droughts. We'll have more right after this.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Over the past few months, the weather has largely been characterized by warmer than normal temperatures. Since the ground didn't freeze as hard, that means the recent storms have been able to get moisture deeper into the soil. Iowa State climatologist Dr. Justin Glisson said this is especially important considering the fact that we are now in our 199th consecutive week of drought in Iowa.
So we've been in a more active storm track recently. If you look at the wintertime summary, second warmest winter on record, third warmest December on record, second driest and warmest February on record. So that strong El Nino that we have in the Pacific that's currently dwindling really had an impact on the storm track across the United States, giving us a warm winter. We also did see some improvement in soil moisture profiles, given that we really didn't have a really deep frost depth. So the snowpack that we got in January actually infiltrated into the shallow profiles. Now we lost some of that shallow moisture from the warm February, but March we were above average statewide, 44th wettest March on record. And then we've been in a pretty active storm track over the last 2 weeks where we've seen anywhere from 150 to 400% of normal rainfall across portions of the state. And why that's impactful is we're in the 199th consecutive week of D1 moderate drought somewhere in the state. And this has been the longest drought since 1954 to 1959.
For more, visit iowaagriculture.gov/climatology-bureau. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.